I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo, got a weird, little weird on Monday in Isla Mirada, Florida, at a place called the Coconut Grove Resort and Marina. About 11 o'clock, the cops were called out there because a 48-year-old woman and her boyfriend were arguing on the room balcony and throwing plants at each other. And so they come out, they're looking up, what's going on up there? You guys need to chill. That's when one of the employees was almost hit with a potted plant that was thrown off the balcony. It almost hit one of the employees in the head. Finally, the 48-year-old was, they got the cuffs on her after being resisting arrest. The deputy later removed the handcuffs so the 48-year-old woman could gather her belongings from the hotel room. But then she began to remove the hotel bedding and try to take it out and put it in her vehicle. No, you're not going to your vehicle. You're coming in our vehicle. I let the cuffs off so you can go get your stuff. Not try to steal the bedding of the... You already threw the plants off the deal. Now you're trying to put the bedding in your car. Yeah, they ended up hauling both of them off. I'm not sure what was going on with them throwing the potted plants at each other.
Ever come home from a hard day of work and look at the dog and say, why don't you just get a job? My dad used to do that. It was, he'd always say, he'd come home and he'd see the dog. And say, why don't you get a job? You have the best life in the world. He loved his dog. This is the dog that he would bottle feed beer to. He'd give the dog, he'd hold out his, and then he'd sip on it too. Yeah.
That's but a good dog.
He would always say that to the dog. Well, in Michigan, there's a dog that's getting some unemployment. This guy, this dog named, I guess, is Ryder, a German Shepherd, has been approved for $360 in unemployment every week in Michigan, getting the unemployment benefits. Ryder's owner received a benefits letter addressed to Michael Ryder. Now, the dog's name is Ryder. I don't know where the Michael is, but... Anyways, it came from the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency. The agency said its computer system sent the letter, but the claim later was flagged as suspicious and denied. But the dog has been approved for $360. So if I'm that guy, I'm bringing the dog down to the unemployment office and saying, where's our check?
Yeah.
Because he's not going to work anytime soon, so you might want to pay him now. Or you could just pay him in snossages, I guess.
Yeah, I think the dog would probably go for that. And finally, out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Sunday night at the Treasure Club, a strip club called the Treasure Club, a 20-year-old guy named Pedro Santiago got in some trouble. For some reason, we don't know what fired him all up, but he was spotted kicking the top of the toilet over and over until he busted the plumbing. The bathroom started flooding, and then the water went out into the main lobby of the club. Pedro fled the scene, and the cops found him hiding behind a storage thing and arrested him. They said between the toilet water going all over the strip club floor, that was probably like a cleaning for that place, but they said it did about $4,000 worth of damage, and he was busted for malicious injury and public intoxication. And all the comments that follow this story online, people jumping in saying, yeah, I've heard of people making it rain in the strip club, but this dude made it flood.
I can't believe it's news.
If the floor could speak, it probably said, thank you. Thank you. Finally.
Yes.
Finally, we're getting cleaned.